Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun is relating to you to having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. Hey, I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family. We're close to, we're actually over a million listeners, so we're very happy with that. You know what? Thanks again for joining us today. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, and many of you viewers just, you know, typed in and said, this is what we're looking for. So many people are leaving the corporate world and going into business for themselves, looking to build a business. They're just tired of where they're at. And you know what? One of the biggest issues is, how do you handle the finances? How do you make sure you have a profitable business? That's why we have Sarah Finn here. Sarah's a financial coach. She's the creator of the Easy Business Bookkeeping Program. She's a former CPA. She's probably in remission now for being a CPA. Just kidding. In the corporate world, she has 10 years experience of running her own health coaching practice. Sarah empowers coaches, consultants, wellness professionals to manage their business and finances with ease. You know what? She believes when you're equipped with knowledge, you need to manage your our money. Her clients make smarter financial decisions that can do more in the world. Today, we're going to talk about some simple steps for beginner solopreneurs to consider when learning to manage their own financial business or their own business's finances. So with that, Sarah, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, I've got to ask, I love it when I saw your stuff and it said former CPA. I always joke when I see something like they're recovering.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So what I'd like to start with is, you know, everybody has a history and a background. What brought you to do what you're doing now?
Yeah. So I went to college for accounting. I graduated with a degree in accounting. I earned my CPA. I went and worked in corporate accounting in New York City for a number of years, about 10 years. And during that time, you know, I was an auditor. I was an assistant controller. I did all the things corporate accounting. And when my first child was born, I decided that I wanted to pivot and go back and study something that was more of a passion. It felt like a good time to kind of make that change. And that's when I went back to school for health coaching. And nutrition had always been a passion of mine. I got certified, I opened a business, and I ran my health coaching practice also for about 10 years. And through that time, I realized that so many of my colleagues struggled when it came to the money management of their business. They didn't know how to track their money. They didn't know what to do for taxes. And it held a lot of them back, either from growing their businesses or really from keeping them viable, right? They had to close their doors or whatever it was. And so I realized that because I had seen both sides of it, right? I had the accounting knowledge and I had the small business knowledge. I knew what they were going through on a day-to-day basis, that I could help them in that way. And I started out, you know, helping friends, like just getting them in order. And then I realized that it was something that I was good at teaching. And so I kind of piloted the very first version of my program and went really well. And it got to the point where I couldn't do both anymore because it got, you know, I had to choose. And I decided to pivot back because I really love supporting other business owners and helping them to get their businesses running and off the ground and solid financially.
You know what? It's really interesting in doing what I do with personal finance. I've had the same experience with small business owners. Some people think they're doing really well, but they're not looking at any of the books. They don't understand profitability. They don't understand setting things aside for taxes. And they're always freaking out during tax season. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I have seen people close their doors because they just don't manage their finances well.
Right.
And some people go 10, 15 years and not realize that. Mm-hmm. So I there's many people that I said, you need to have a better relationship with your CPA and have them show you a balance sheet and those things so you could see if you're actually making any money.
Exactly.
And for those that do that, they might not have the greatest business in the world, but they're profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes all the difference in the world. So you know what? One of the biggest things when people go into the business, they're usually frustrated and they're pivoting, but they don't know that financial step. They know how to make the business. They know how to get their widgets sold. But what about the money? So I think that's very, very cool what you're doing. So you know what? Let's just start with some of the things that you see that business owners or small business owners or new business owners do all the time. And what can they do to correct that?
Yeah, so there's a few really simple things to get started to make your life a lot easier in the long run and to have the information that you need. And the first thing, it sounds very simple, but it's to separate your business and personal bank accounts. So, you know, I work with a lot of solopreneurs who are filing as sole proprietors. And if you're starting a business because it's a side business or something new and you don't necessarily have a formal business setup, you can simply open a secondary checking account. Like, it doesn't have to right away be a business account. The idea is that you want to keep your business transactions in one place, your personal transactions in another place, so that you have the information separated for taxes, for tracking purposes, for information purposes to, you know, if you want to invest in your business. It just takes the stress out of it and makes things much more clear and easy to follow. So that's the first thing I recommend getting started is making sure you have things separated in two different places. So that's a huge thing. Should I continue with some?
I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah.
When two separate places. So that means it's not a good idea to use your business checkbook to make your car payment or buy your groceries. Or use the business credit card to do those things. You want to have it completely separate.
Exactly.
So you really see what's going on.
Exactly. And then what you do is you take the money that you're making, you know, again, when you're looking at everything, figuring out your profit, and you pay yourself from your business account. And so that's how you bring the money from your business into your personal, but it's very easy to follow the money that way and know where it's going, where it's coming, what you need, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So I was just putting that out there because there's so mm-hmm. many people that I've seen like, what?
Yeah.
You just see, they're like, well, I'm paying my bills from this and this and this. There's enough money in that account. I'm like, no. You never know, you know, if you're going to be able to make it unless you have things separate and you're actually paying yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, that brings me to another recommendation is to track your finances, right? So find a system where you can track exactly what's going on. And what that means is all the revenue that you're bringing in. So any money that you make in your business, you want to record it. So your system should be able to break that down in a way that you know where the money's coming from. So for example, I work with a lot of coaches. Maybe they have private coaching, maybe they have group programs, maybe they have workshops. You want to be able to identify what's what so you can analyze your revenue and say, what's bringing me in the most money? You know, what makes sense to continue with? Where might I need to raise my prices? That sort of thing. But you want to get it down in a system of some sort. And then you also want to track your expenses. And so that means all the money you spend in your business on everything that's business related. If you're in the US, you can take certain expenses as deductions on your tax return, which means they offset the revenue you make. And then in the end, you pay legally less tax. And so you want to make sure your system can help you to identify, you know, how to categorize those expenses as well. So getting that all on paper allows you to see what money's coming in, what money's going out, and therefore, do I have a profit? And how much can I pay myself and how my business is actually doing?
Yeah, I also love the fact that you talked about how much from each revenue source, because a lot of times people love that shiny object and they start right. going down that rabbit hole and they're like, oh, I'm spending money on this. This is going to be great. And then, you know, if they're not tracking it and saying, I'm mm-hmm. spending this to get this. So what is my return on my investment here?
Right.
But it's not cutting it, which means, hey, I've got all these other, these two revenue sources that are supporting this, but this is not going anywhere. I need to be able to see those numbers to say, I need to stop this.
Mm-hmm. And also as solopreneurs, there's not a lot of time, right? Usually when you're starting a business, you're managing everything yourself. And so you don't want to be spending your energy on things that are not really creating the revenue that you need. You want to be spending your time on things that are, and that can help make that clear when you're looking at the different sources.
That's wonderful. Hey folks, we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to be right back with more Sarah Finn and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Today we're talking with Sarah Finn about the ins and outs of money with solopreneurs, meaning people just beginning into running their own business. We've been talking about making sure you have everything in the right place, have your business and personal separate, all sorts of things. But now we want to start moving into, you know, when you're a small business owner, you get to a point where, hey, you're doing everything and there's no more time left in the day. Otherwise, you're going to pop. So you have to start looking at finding somebody else or a vendor that can help you take some of the load off so you can go develop and grow your business. So I thought Sarah, being a CPA and what she does, she'd be able to provide us some great advice, and I know she can. So I was wondering if you could start talking to us about, hey, at what point in time should a business owner be looking at hiring or outsourcing somebody?
Right, so specifically for finances?
For finances or other things.
Yeah. So like you said, when you start to feel like you just don't have any time left to do, you know, the business part of the business, right? You want to be able to service your clients and do what you need to do there. And so I think the first thing that's smart to hire for someone who is a solopreneur starting out would be an assistant of some sort, right? And the easiest way to do that is to hire someone as a contractor. So someone that you're going to pay hourly or you're going to pay on retainer, but that's not necessarily an employee. Because if you're hiring an actual employee, that gets complicated with your taxes. And there may be a time you're ready to do that, but contractors can be great to help take some of the load off. When you're looking to work with someone new, I recommend just having, you know, making sure that they're you have a contract in place where you understand exactly what they're going to be doing for you, exactly what you're going to be paying for, exactly, you know, which services. So that way, if the scope changes, if you wind up needing more help, you know if you need to budget more for that or whatnot. When it comes to outsourcing for your finances, so a question I get a lot is when should I hire an accountant or a bookkeeper or a CPA? And I like to just mention that there are differences between that, right? An accountant is, or a CPA, someone to help you file your taxes. I think that's someone you should hire right away because that is somebody that can file for you, make sure everything's going correctly, and making sure, you know, it's someone that understands your business and the laws in your area, because you want to make sure that they can help you maximize, you know, the tax deductions and make it all work with your personal income taxes. A bookkeeper is someone who keeps track of your money for you, right? Like enters all the expenses and revenue, like we talked about just before. And so hiring someone like that can be potentially delayed longer. And it's really important, from my perspective, for small business owners to understand their finances first before they outsource their bookkeeping. So I think you really want to get a handle on the money that you're bringing in, the expenses that you have, understanding the flow of that, understanding how to manage that yourself, so you can be empowered when you work with someone else.
So here's the question: when you're hiring a financial professional,
yes,
what would be the smart questions to ask if you're hiring a financial professional to do your books? Because if they're doing their books, they're obviously adding in all the everything you spend, all the revenue,
right?
But they're doing balance sheets, cash flow statements, and that type of thing.
Right.
So what should you ask them to make sure you have the right one that works for you?
Right. Well, first of all, it's good to find out what their training is and which system they use, right? So they don't have to be a CPA to be a great bookkeeper. They just have to have a, you know, experience. It would be great to get references from their clients, you know, so you can have someone to talk to that's in your industry, right? So if they have clients that are in your industry, it's important because some industries have different, you know, ways of booking revenue and things like that. And so you want to make sure it's someone who's familiar with your industry. So what kind of clients do they work with? Do they have references for you? When it comes to the bookkeeping system, you want to know what system they're using, how much access will you have to it, right? So will it be the sort of situation where if you wanted to go in and run reports yourself without having to go through them, could you do that? If not, you know, are they available? How often will they run reports for you? How often will you meet to go over those reports? So even when you outsource, it's really important that you set aside regular time to talk with your financial professional. So that way you can always know, you know, where your finances are at, and you don't have to wait till the end of the year or when it's time to file taxes, because it's information that you need on an ongoing basis. So how often will you have access to them? How will you have access to them? Is it a meeting? Is it an email? You know, and everyone works differently. If it's someone local, you know, you may meet in person. If it's someone online, you might meet them, you know, over Zoom or whatnot. But just to understand that up front, what is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a process for how they report to their clients, is also important to know up front. So you know what you're getting, when you're going to be getting it, so you can have the information that you need from your finances, even though you're outsourcing to someone else.
Would it be a good, would it be good to ask them to explain you how your balance sheet works, just to make sure they communicate well?
Yeah, that's a great question to make sure that they're communicating in a way that you can understand as a non-financial professional, right? Because you don't want someone that's going to be talking over your head. You're going to be want someone that's talking at your level and can explain exactly what's going on. So yeah, that's great to ask them to understand, you know, what each financial statement is and what the use is for it too, is helpful.
That's perfect. And then I want to go back to something you said earlier about when we talk to somebody about maybe hiring somebody else besides a financial professional, a lot of people, they look at the scope of the job. Would it be really good to have that completely written out, exactly what you want somebody to do, so make sure there's clarity so you don't get frustrated with that individual because they're not doing something they didn't know they were supposed to
do? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Having what's called standard operating procedures, right, or SOPs for each area of your business that you want to outsource is a really great way. So it's basically where you write out the process, right, from start to finish of whatever you're going to be asking them to do, so that they have a step-by-step guide of kind of how to do it. And I think that that can help take away a lot of the stress because they'll know what's expected of them and you'll know what you're asking them to do. And then if there's any sort of disconnect, you can kind of talk through it. And also too, always remember that when you're onboarding someone new, it takes a little while for them to get up to speed and to get comfortable with you and you to get comfortable with them and, you know, and that sort of thing. But yeah, it can be very helpful to have those operating procedures written out ahead of time.
Okay. And then the next step is, hey, we're starting to grow. How do I put that plan in place for the future?
Right. Once you have your process for tracking revenue and expenses, then the next step is to really plan out for the future, right? So to do revenue projections based on what you'd like to sell, over time, what products or what programs that you're going to be selling, any investments that you know you need to make. So say you need to, you know, you're going to need to buy a laptop or something like that. You want to factor that in and kind of look long term. So once you know what you have going on now, you can start to project for the future. And that's when you can do some more planning about, can you hire somebody else? Do you need to hire somebody else? Do you need to move into a different offer or raise your prices or whatever that happens to be. So once you can start projecting out, that'll give you the information you need to look to towards the future.
That's wonderful. Sarah, I want to thank you so much for being here today. But before I let you go, I'd just like you to take a moment and talk to people about your Easy Business Bookkeeping program. And then I know you have some information for all of our listeners who are interested that they can go to our website. And if you can tell us about that, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, sure. So my Easy Business Bookkeeping program is a program that I designed because I saw so many solopreneurs were kind of getting started, but in between what, you know, ready to outsource and didn't need something super fancy like QuickBooks, right? So this is a solution to help them get organized with their finances that I created. You can learn more about that at sarahfins.com, sarafins.com/self-paced. And the gift that I have today is a 3 simple steps guide to get you started for managing your business finances more easily and more confidently. And so that's completely free. You can go to sarahfins.com/steps and grab that guide and get some information that supplements what we talked about today to help get you started and get organized.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. This is Sarah Finn, recovering CPA. I'm just joking. But I really appreciate you sharing that information with all those people who are leaving the workforce, looking at finding a better way and running their own opportunity, because it takes a lot, not just running the business, and the finances are the key. So thank you again. Yeah. And where can everybody go get that free gift again?
Sarahfins.com/steps.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sarah. We'll look forward to possibly having you back in the future. And with that, everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Spotify channel, and, you know, Chief, please check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV networks. All of these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Again, you can always follow us at savingwithsteve.us. You can go to the Facebook page at Saving with Steve Sexton and get the Insiders Club and get that special gift that Sarah has. But one of the things I want to talk to you about today has a little bit to do how horse racing has a lot to do with the market and the Federal Reserve. So big question starts with, have you ever watched a horse race? You know, not that I'm an average horse race guy. I only watch once a year, and that's at the Kentucky Derby time. I like watching when they put the horses in the starting gate. Those horses are also ready to run, and everyone is waiting for that bell. And I kind of feel like the market right now is in the starting gate. It's roaring to go. It's ready to reach to take the market to new places it's never been. And all that's happening is it's waiting for the bell to ring. In this case, the bell is the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates. Yesterday was a really interesting day. The large tech companies drove stocks to another record day. And the bond market, you know, while it went into volatility again because the bond traders are pricing in 2 Federal Reserve rate cuts this year. And they did that based off the economic news that, you know, things were slowing down a bit. However, in my opinion, I feel we are closer to the door of stagflation than we are to deflation. The Federal Reserve is well aware of what will happen to the market the minute they announce a rate cut. The question I have for you is, what do people do when they feel wealthy? That's right. They spend. What a quandary. I'm really interested in what you are thinking and what you're feeling about this. I'd love it if you could send me an email at viewers@savingwithsteve.us. Again, that's viewers@savingwithsteve.us. That's it with me. This is Steve Sexton with Saving with Steve. And with that, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. See you there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.